Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. We trust that today is going to be an experience in the power of God manifested in your life.
Thank God that today is the day God has made for you and I. Today is your day of victory, a day of health, a day of great power coming down from God to meet your need. Open up your heart and get ready to be blessed.
Amen. This is your moment. This is your now. Embrace it in God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
About to happen. STO Global Concepts presents live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Praise Explosion, featuring Tosin Aloe, Deborah Lawani, Bisola Crown, and Bunmi Praise. Other artists are Nicolette Kiji, Esther Olatunji, Lindsay and Band, and Dr. Henry Band. There will also be drama, dance, spoken word, and many more. Date, 25th June 2022 at 5 p.m. Venue, Glory and Peace Church International, 1296 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Red carpet starts at 4 p.m. Praise Explosion. Don't be told.
Father's Day to all you fathers and future fathers. Let's stand and start praise and worship together. Father God, we just thank you that your glory is in this place, your presence is in this place, Father God. We worship and honor you this morning. Hallelujah. We worship your name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Your throne, with thanksgiving I bow at your feet.
Your sing, humbly I come.
Humbly I come to your throne. With thanksgiving I bow at your feet. You're my salvation, my deliverer. Humbly I come, I worship you.
Humbly I come,
humbly I come,
I worship you.
I worship you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. you for what you're doing, Father. Thank you for this month of Christmas, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Have to fall.
I'm not afraid.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Some amazing voices in this house. Oh, Tito.
Wow. That was
some singing. Amen. Amazing, amazing. The next generation are rising up and taking their place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to welcome you all here to a special time together in the presence of the Lord. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers and fathers-to-be. In just a moment, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer. But before she comes, I'd like to have a video played to just celebrate our wonderful fathers and the greatness of God in each life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Father's Day, happy Father's Day.
I'm so grateful for the gift of life. I love you so. Happy Father's Day.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. God day, everybody. And happy, blessed, and highly favored day, and happy Father's Day. Praise God. Thank God for the Father of the house and all fathers. Hallelujah. Some of our fathers are in heaven, and some of us are here, but we have the ultimate Father. Happy Father's Day to Daddy God. Can you give a clap offering? Hallelujah. You know, without fathers, none of us will be here. We are so glad for fathers. We thank God. God chose them and put seed of life through them. That's how we came here. Say amen. Yes, I know the Bible said the seed of the woman, but the woman cannot sow seed. It's the man that sows the seed. Praise the Lord. The woman carries and nurtures the seed. So we want to thank God for the father of this house, Apostle, and for God sending him to Canada. Hallelujah. We thank God for his life, for the father that is his in our home. He's my husband, but he's also my father because he's a spiritual. God is the number one spiritual head, then he is the spiritual head in the natural here. So we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for all you fathers. You are special. You are not a nobody in your home. You are somebody. So don't let anybody put you in a different category. Who God says you are is who you are. You are representing God on earth. Shout hallelujah. You know, when God made man, after God spoke, the next voice you heard on earth is the man's voice. Somebody say a man is special. I don't think you believe that. Someone say, man is special. Say, man is special. Well, I have a husband and I have sons and I have grandsons. So men are special. And I have all of you. So praise the Lord. A man is special. You don't need anybody to tell you that God made you special. Say, I'm special if you're a man. I want to hear some deep bass and baritone. Say, I'm special. My goodness, they're talking like women. Say, say, I'm special. Say, I'm special. Yes, you are special. Go around, go to work, in your home, everywhere, just know you're special. Can you imagine the next voice creation heard other than the voice of God? It's your voice. Do you know how powerful you are? Somebody say, I'm powerful if you're a man. Now, all the women don't get jealous on Mother's Day. We did ours. So praise the Lord. Equal time, right? Equal time. Actually, women first. You had yours first. Right? Our world say women first, but God say man first. But it is well. No fighting this morning. Children of the Most High God, we all come to the same table. That's family. Amen? So all the men rise, we're going to bless the men first, then we're going to bless our children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, little boys too, you can rise. You know, little babies too, they are men. They're complete in themselves. They are complete human, complete blessed person living in a pint-sized body. But they're going to grow into their fullness. Say amen. All right, and all the women, if there's any man around you, just stretch your hand. You know, you can't pray any evil prayer. All is good. So let's bless all our fathers. Father, we thank you for all our fathers. We thank you for the father of this house, Apostle Michael Ifezino. Bishop, we bless him in the name of Jesus. And we bless all our sons and we bless all our fathers in this house right now. Those watching online and those right here, we bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. From the oldest to the youngest, from 120 to zero, and even those in the seed form, we bless every one of them. Those in the womb, they are blessed and highly favored. They are chosen to be the head of their families. May they grow and become that head. In the name of Jesus. For in the head we see. For in the head we hear. For in the head we speak. For in the head we smell. For in the head we give command. The brain is in the head. And that's where the command to the body is. Father, raise them up to be commanders. Commanders of this world. Commanders of their environment, commanders of their home, commanders of their wealth, commanders of their riches, commanders of spiritual realm, of earthly realm. Everything you have blessed them with, I say, rise and be who God say you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are champions, you are head, and you are overcomer. And we thank you that the great direction of God will flow through your life from the crown of your head. It flows now to the neck, which is the body, which is the woman. Every part is flowing to now. We are blessed, both men and women. In Jesus' mighty name, we call them healthy, wealthy, blessed, and highly favored, influential, and great men. Great people of substance, they are great and mighty men that have inheritance and leave godly inheritance for their children's children. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared it so. If you believe with me, say a big amen. Amen. Amen and amen. So it is, it cannot be reversed. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. We thank God for our beautiful children this morning. They were just amazing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Children start coming, you know. It's been a dream and prayer. Been praying that one day we want to see the children, see the big choir, even those in their little, strollers. They are all just singing and dancing and praising the Lord in this house. It's coming to pass speedily. Hallelujah. Let us pray for all our children. Father, we bless every one of our children. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, and their teachers. We lift every single one of them. Every child that hears the sound of my voice, from 120 years old plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, every one of them, we bless everyone in the name of Jesus. You shall excel in life. You shall do great things. You shall be a wonder. For the word of God says, these children you have given to us, they shall be signs and wonders. You shall be what God says you are. You are blessed of the Father. You shall be the redeemed of the Lord. And you will always say so. You will overcome all obstacles. You will excel in life, in your schoolwork, in your career, in your business, in everything, in ministry, you shall excel. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. There shall be no harassment in your life. You will succeed in everything you do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you later. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Forevermore. Hallelujah. Where we see Brother Gerard and his beautiful bride in the house. Praise the Lord. You know, we got a superstar in the house. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think Apostle said, come, we're going to pray for you. Come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Okay, come quickly and we'll continue with our prayer time. Praise God. Praise God. You want them? All the way from Paris. Praise the Lord. Shalom, my dear. God bless you. You look good. God bless you. Bless you. Pastor is going to.
Well, we are. Oh, let me turn my
we
mic
can
off.
Stand in the front there, so I'll move.
We celebrate these two today. Amen. They're newlyweds, and they've done their due diligence, and I was really shocked when I saw your text this morning. I thought you were still over there. I said, we're going to be in church today. I said, am I seeing things? What's going on here? Well, praise God. You chose right, huh? Praise
Isn't
God.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yes.
Gerald, you're handsome too.
Yes. Let us bless this wonderful couple today. God is faithful. Hallelujah. It was such a joy to have Jared. When was that? 2 weeks ago?
Three weeks ago.
Yeah, you were such a blessing. Yes. Yeah, that was such a good, good interview. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this son and this daughter. That which you have joined together,
Gerald, put your other hand off.
No one can put asunder. They have committed themselves to each other by your directives. And this day, on this Father's Day, we declare the blessings of the Father
Amen.
To come upon you both.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will have dominion, you
yes.
will be fruitful, you will multiply, and you will subdue by the authority of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Even as you have pursued the heart of God and elected to be in the house of God this day, may God that you pursue cause you to catch up.
Amen.
And may you run into him and find refuge and find blessings beyond description, beyond words. Father, this day we proclaim that this son and this daughter, this Ogunbemi family, will be celebrated all of their days, and they will see their children. And Lord, oh God, if you, Father, cause our Lord Jesus Christ to tarry any longer, they will see their children and their children's children and see grace abound.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we declare the blessings of God over you, and we declare that any entanglements of the enemy, anything that will stand in your way, be eradicated now.
Amen.
Every curse eradicated, all iniquities purged.
Amen.
By the mercy and the truth of God, favor we pronounce over you.
Amen.
Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, me too.
Me too.
Yes. Yes. When one is getting blessed, you can always say, me too.
Amen.
Children are always expert in that. You can't bless one and the other one keep quiet. You just say, me too. Mine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let's continue with a time of prayer. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You were here before we came. You've always been. Welcome you into our heart, into the service, into every aspect of our lives. You are ultimate Heavenly Father. We welcome your Spirit. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our heart, into our service, into our homes, city, nation, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's quickly read our scripture for today. You can finish the chapter on your own. It's a familiar Bible chapter. John chapter 3. I think I'll try to read up to 22 if we can make it up to them. So let's read, and I encourage you to read it at home. For everyone who's saved, you must be familiar with this chapter. Amen? If you are not saved, then be saved right now.
Amen.
Amen. All right, say, there was a man. Everybody read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So we're not talking about a nobody. This is a leader. Verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You know, whatever you do, somebody's always observing you. So the wonders God is doing, people are watching. And sometimes they want to come direct, but for one reason or the other, they don't want to come at daytime. So by night, Nicodemus, a leader well known, had to seek Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Well, some people say there's no miracles. Well, it's in your Bible. Did you just read it? Jesus did miracles. Whether the person can do it or not, it's a reality. May God grant you miracles.
Amen.
I know about you. Some of you have all your miracles already. Some of us are a work in progress. So I ask God for more miracles in my life.
Yes.
If you believe in miracles, say big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So that's the truth. If you are not born again, we've been born already, born from our mother's womb. But you need a spiritual rebirth. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. Not any spiritual rebirth. There are all kinds of spirits. Demons are spirits. The devil is a spirit. Fallen angels are spirit. So we are not talking about that kind. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Amen. You need to be born. The Holy Spirit must come into your life. You must have a transformation. Say amen.
Amen.
You must be born. Your mother has given birth to you. Everybody born from their mother's womb are born in the image of man. Originally, we're born in the image of God. But when Adam sinned, he gave birth to sons and daughters in the image of himself. So that's why you have the fallen nature. That's in your Bible. I think I said that to you before. So who can tell me what chapter that is in the Bible? Somebody put Genesis 5 up for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I might not read all verse 22 verses to you anymore this morning. Somebody said, okay, let's read a little bit in. Are we all there? This is the book of the generation of what? Adam, in the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him, right? Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name what? Adam, in the day they were created. So Adam and Eve were created in the image of God and his likeness. Now hear what the Bible says. And Adam lived what? He lived a long time. 130 years and begat a son. So you know, today by 130, they're dead and gone. But they're just starting to have babies at that time. May God renew our youth.
Amen.
Say amen. Before they get to 130, everything is broken in the body. May your body be refreshed.
Amen.
And rejuvenated.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So when you are in the image of God, you get stronger and stronger. You don't get weaker and weaker. May God bring us back. In Jesus' mighty name. And begat a son in what? Let's read that verse 3 again. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in whose image? Please read it loud and clear. And he begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. So God made Adam and Eve in God's image. But sin, after sin came in, everybody born is made in the image of man. That's why you need to be born again. Back to John 3. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I won't read that to you again. Maybe I'll preach about it. I've preached about it before, so better keep that in your spirit. That is why you need to be born again. That's why your co-worker needs to be born again. That's why your family members need to be born again. Because the propensity to sin and to walk in darkness is in the flesh. May we rise out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know whether you came for entertainment this morning, but you came to seek Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to be like Nicodemus. I want the real deal.
I want the real deal.
He was tired of just knowing the scripture and not having any power and not seeing any result. May you not become religious. May you become a powerful, mighty man and woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I want an encounter, with God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? You must be born of water and of the Spirit. That's the Spirit of the living God. It's the Spirit that quickens. It's the Spirit that animates, that makes you to be breathing. So all of you have the Spirit of God in you right now. Can you breathe?
Amen.
Somebody say, I can't breathe. Okay, blow on your hand. Don't blow on anybody, because in case your breath is smelling, they might just be so angry at you. So blow on your own hand. You can feel your breath. See that? You all have life. And you have the life of God inside you. You are alive. Somebody say, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
So I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Because you have that sickness, disease, pain, sorrow, and wickedness can never dwell in you again. Amen. Say amen. Activate who you are right now. Hallelujah. And everything must comply. That which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. So when born of the flesh, mother's birth. Right? Biological birth. But spiritual birth everyone needs. No matter how good you are or kind, you still need to be born again of the Spirit of God so that you can get back into the original image and likeness of God. Somebody say, I am back. Yes. If you're not born again, just ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. And that's it. You get born again. Amen. Amen. All right, let's read on. I'll try not to explain again. Let's just read on verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Who knows the house of the wind? You just feel it. But it has a house. That's in the Bible. The Bible is full of mysteries. It has its place. Everything has its place. But you don't know where it is, but God knows. So is the Spirit. It come to you. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, how many verily have we read already? This is the third one. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of what? Heavenly things. Verse 13, and no man had ascended what? Up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He made a statement, and he followed the statement by another statement. Nobody. So he's telling them, I'm telling you, I ascend, and no man has done it, had ascended up to heaven. What is he talking about? Was Elijah taken up? Would you call that ascension? It's not a trick question. Was Elijah taken up? Was Enoch taken up? What do you call that? Ascension or descension? So what is Jesus talking about? He said, no man. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He's telling you right now, as I'm standing before you, I ascend and what? Descend at the same time. So he's in the spirit and also in the flesh, all at the same time. All you need to just say amen. If it flew over the cuckoo nest, that's fine. You'll catch up later. So praise the Lord. Say amen. Amen. But that is the one that is born again. If you are born of the Spirit, you are more spirit conscious than natural consciousness. Praise the Lord. You can hear conversation while you're having a conversation. You can see why you are seeing. Say, Lord, bring me to this realm. Say a big amen. Amen. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. So he's here to save us. If you call on him, he shall surely save you. Say amen. Somebody say, Savior, save me now. Amen. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Some people say they don't believe in hell. There's no condemnation. He just told you, if you believe in Jesus, you will not be condemned. But if you don't, you will be condemned. He didn't say you are going to be condemned. Say you are condemned already. Condemned goods. May you not be part of that group.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Say amen. Amen. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So not only believing in Jesus, you must believe in the name. What's his common name we call all the time? Yeah, he has many names. He's Ebenezer, the rock. Hallelujah. It's not that rock in the Hollywood. You have the solid rock, Jesus Christ. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am that I am. He has a lot of names. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. So many names. He is called the Amen. Who can say Amen again? Amen. So each time you are saying Amen, you are saying Jesus. That's one of his names. So you must believe in his name. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. May you not be part of this group. In Jesus' name. For everyone that doeth evil had the everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his light deeds may be made what?
Manifest
that they are wrought in God. May your deeds be made manifest in light.
Amen.
May God's light shine upon every one of us. Shine on our family. Shine in our hearts. Shine in our businesses. Shine in our ministry. Shine in our nation. Shine upon the nation of Israel. Peace within the palaces of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Peace, peace, we speak. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remember you. We remember our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the many blessings. For your word says, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing. For the nation of Israel, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Germany, Poland, and all the nations of the earth where someone is calling the name of Jesus. Bless all our first nations and every nation that Jesus is Lord. Amen. We thank you for every one of us. We pray, oh God, for our city, Winnipeg, and every city where anyone is hearing the sound of my voice, that their cities are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all our fathers. Bless them. Every stress in their life, remove and eradicate. Strengthen them. You are the glory and the lifter of their head. May they excel in their homes. May they do well. Give them God idea to excel in their businesses, in their careers, in their ministries. In the mighty name of Jesus, provide for them. May they be celebrated in their home and not tortured. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring peace to them, O God. Peace to their mind. Peace to everything that they do, Almighty God. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Keep them healthy and strong, vibrant and confident in who God says they are. Those that are not married, give them their spouse, that they will also have godly husband, godly wives, in the mighty name of Jesus, and godly children. We give you praise, Almighty God. Be in the service this morning. Bless the speaker, the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, all our tithes, our offerings, and we celebrate life. We bless Mama Cerullo and all the family in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning I want to start with a video, the video on our declaration for this month. I want us to declare it together because God told us something. I was having a quiet time yesterday evening, and the Lord reminded me again about the declaration for this month, and also reminded me of something that my spiritual father used to say: all truth is parallel. And as I was thinking about that, he said, I told you this month is a month of increase. I said, yes, you said that. He said, do you know that on the God have mercy on my soul, I had to Google to find out what God said was true. Mercy. He said, do you know that this month your interest rate increased on the first day? Because I said it's a month of increase. I said, the interest rate rose on the first day of June. So I went and Googled it, and sure enough, that's what it says. June 1st, when we step into the month of increase. And as I was sitting there, the Lord reminded me about it again. He says, remind the people, this is the month of increase. Amen? So let us hear that video, and then or listen to that video, and then we'll get on straight to the word. Say with me, June is my month of increase. Say it again, June is my month of increase. Deuteronomy 1:11. It's interesting. I have 11:11 on my time. Deuteronomy 1:11 makes this declaration. I want you to read it with me. It says, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times, what? So many more as ye are, and bless you as he had promised you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's increase right there. The God of your fathers. One of the fundamental things I want you not to miss out on, to be reminded of every day of your life, and I suppose it is the most important way for you to bless your day, is to know that when God wants to bless, He speaks His name. God speaks His name. He begins to declare His name ahead of you. And as you step into every day of your life, speak the name. Hallelujah. Just speak the name. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for you, and the provision is manifest. Speak that name. God, you are my Jehovah Jireh, and your blessings shall be manifest on my life. Hallelujah. You see, the way people put covenants together in the past was that you had a very visible marking on yourself, either on your face, primarily on the face, on the head, you know, to show that you are in covenant with somebody. And so when you are moving around and somebody sees the markings on you, they say, ah, I better not mess with this person because they are in covenant with that person over there. And if I start anything here, I'm going to be starting something, a war. But with God, when God made a covenant, he made it in a place that was not visible. So therefore, the blessing that you were in covenant was something that was manifest on you. The glory was on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So shall it be that there will be a manifestation of the glory of God on your life, on your family, and on all that you do, that you wear the glory, that people see you and say, ah, that's one of them, one of the blessed ones. Praise the Lord. Not because of any mark that is visible, but the invisible mark of God on your life causes his glory to be manifest in your life. Amen. When you start your day and you say, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Makedesh, you are declaring that God is your righteousness and God is God who separated you unto himself. You are special. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, oh God, you are present. Wherever I go, you are present. Mama was praying this morning. She said, there are all kinds of spirits. Even the devil is a spirit. But there is something different. You see, God, who is a spirit, is everywhere. The devil, a spirit, can only be in a geographical area. You can pinpoint. But the God you serve is everywhere. Hallelujah. His word is everywhere. His glory is everywhere. And he's your father, and he's my father, and we must not allow any devil in hell to mess up our day because we don't remind ourselves of the fact that we serve a God who is present. He's your Jehovah Shalom, your peace. So you wake up walking in peace. Because you've declared the name of God over your life already, over your day already. Don't start your day without proclaiming the name of God over it. Hallelujah. If you don't remember all his names, just say Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus over my day. When a challenge comes your way, you don't need to pray a long prayer. Just say, Jesus, answer this problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is it about a name? You know, the Word of God says to us, on this Father's Day, Jesus, our Lord, said something. The disciples asked him, said, you know, we see you sneak off. You're quiet and you come back, and then miracles start happening. We want you to teach us how to pray. Teach us to pray. So Jesus, our Lord, began to teach them. And he said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." When Jesus taught us to pray, he says, pray Father, Pater, in the Greek, in Hebrew, Abba. God wants you to know, Jesus wanted you and I to know that you have a Father. What does that word mean, Abba or Pater? It means your source. In other words, he said, after this manner pray, my source. Okay, there we go. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Father, my source, your name is not going to be dragged in the mud. I am not going to mention your name in vain. Your name must be hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. That statement, hallowed be thy name, it's not just a statement from the perspective of man, but from the perspective of God. Your name must be hallowed. You have a special name. And when I speak your name, things are going to happen. Because your name must not be blasphemed. It must not be disgraced. I am not your child. And the glory of your presence not be seen in my life when I speak your name. I have the backing of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Father, source, hallowed be thy name. Mama read to us from the book of Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3 about how the first man after his fall, the first man who had been created in the image and the likeness of God, after his fall, everything, all the children were born after his image or his fallen state. Yeah? And because of that, everything fell. But Jesus came to reinstate that glory so that we now are born again praise God, in the image and likeness of God. Now, when we say our Father, we're not saying our Father in terms of Adam, but in terms of our new relationship with God, who is light, and therefore is the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. So when today we celebrate fatherhood, we celebrate the goodness of God, the awesomeness of God. But something else we celebrate is a reminder that we are created in the image and the likeness of this God whose name is to be hallowed. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22 and verse 1, it says to us that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. So many people who are pursuing after riches, wealth of all sort, trying to get things accomplished in their own strength and ability. They're ready to cheat, lie, get involved in occultic practices, worship devils and whatever else just to make it. They join fraternities just to make it. And God says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. More important than anything is a good name. The name of the God you serve is one that is a good name. Hallelujah. For the word of God tells us in Proverbs, or rather in Psalm 138 and verse 2, it says this to us. Psalm 138 and verse 2. He says, I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We've been talking about names, and now God's word says, God has magnified his word above all his names. What does that mean? Because when you talk about name, you're talking about authority. But he's magnified his word above his name. Why? Because if his word is not good, his name is mud. Did you hear that? If his word is not good, his name is nothing. And God is challenging us as men to rely on that same principle, because we are created in the image and likeness of God. Your word as a man must be good, or your name is mud, it's nothing. When you say something, do it. Don't make a promise out of your mouth and not honor it. Don't say, I'm going to do this and not do it. Even if it kills you trying to do it, do it. You tell somebody, I'm going to buy you a car. Okay? do it. If you have to sell your own car and walk, do it. Because your word has to be good. If your word is not good, everything begins to fall apart. Am I talking to fathers? Why is it that you are able to keep your promise? Because you are keeping that promise based on the ability of God, who is your source. God, I made a commitment. And I come to you, the God who can source and resource me so that I can do what I vowed to do. Help me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, there must be a manifestation because my word has to be good. Words that I spoke out of my mouth must come to pass. Father, it must not fail. My words must not fall to the ground. Oh God, my Father, I cry out to you. Help me, oh God, to be faithful and to be true, to be real, to be a person of purpose. So many of us have failed in our lives because our words have not been few. We've said all kinds of stuff and then didn't fulfill it. And you say, well, get out of here. You see, all the same things, nothing happens. Promise me this, didn't do it. Promise me that, didn't do it. Promise me this, didn't do it. Now you want to tell me another thing. What does that do? It breaks the commitment of trust. As fathers, we are called to be trustworthy. The Word of God tells us also about honoring fathers. And now understand that when I'm talking about fathers, yeah, I'm talking at two planes. I'm talking about Heavenly Father. I'm talking about earthly fathers. It tells us that we need to honor our fathers and that this is and our mothers, and that this is connected to promises manifested in our lives. So if we want to see a manifestation of the blessings of God, it has to do with honor. Yeah? So the Word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the right thing to do. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. There were four other commandments. The very first one talks about the honoring of God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. God talks about all of that, states other commandments, but it comes to this one, the fifth one, and he attaches a promise to it. He didn't even attach a promise to the first one. He comes and he deals with your father and your mother. And he attaches a promise to it. What promise? That it may be well with thee. Do you know that when the enemy wants you to live a cursed life, that the first thing he makes certain that you do is to dishonor your father? or your mother. And it's interesting when you go through the Word of God, especially the mother. You mess with your mother? Oh, my Lord, God Almighty. God have mercy on your soul. This is serious business. He says that it may be well with thee. You want things to be well with you? Honor your father. Honor your mother. And he says, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Want to live long on the earth? He says, honor your father. Honor your mother. But let me go to verse 4 and say this. Because God is a very balanced God. He says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Now, this statement does not only apply to me and you. It applies to God. God, God is not going to frustrate you. Because he's saying, you fathers, don't frustrate your children. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's nothing God is asking you to do that he fails to do. If God says, forgive 70 times, 17 times in a day, guess how many times he has to? Same. Minimum. Hello? That's why you know that no matter what, God's got your back. If you will come in repentance before him and cry out to him, his name is going to be hallowed because his word has to be true. He's not a God of partiality. If God blesses one, you can stretch your hand and say, I see you are doing something over there. Me too. Hallelujah. Are you listening? If you're griping because somebody else is blessed, you've got issues. You're losing your opportunity to tap into that which God is doing right now. Say, thank you, Father, for what you are doing in my brother's life. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in my sister's life. Thank you, Father, for the blessings that are flowing into their lives. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that I'm perfectly positioned right now to receive from you because you're not a God who is partial. Praise God. I receive my blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where did the Ephesians get this declaration from? Well, because the Bible says in Exodus 20 and verse 12, Exodus 20 and 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What does that mean? It means that when you're honoring your father and your mother, that you'll enjoy the blessings of God on your life. You know, there's some people, you've heard it, you've seen it. They've worked all their lives. They retire and they say, okay, now I'm going to enjoy my life, and they drop dead. Or they worked all their life and now that they're supposed to enjoy their life, they become very sick. And all they've been working hard for, accumulating, they start paying back to the medicine man, to the doctor. Prescription after prescription. What kind of a life is that? Dishonoring father and mother can bring about generational curses. Now, are you listening? Sometimes it's not what you have done. I'm going to shut down some portals of the enemy tonight, this morning. Sometimes it's not what you have personally done, because your father's father's father, four generations back, can have done something and it's impacting your life today. It's called the power of iniquity. Okay? Now, Jesus has already paid the price to purge us from those iniquities, from generational curses. However, until you with your own mouth confess your deliverance from whatever it is that they did, whatever it is that they did will be playing out in your life, and you'll be scratching your head until you're bald, wondering, what happened? Why is this happening to me? I'm a good man. Yes, you're a good man. You're okay. But there are generational things impacting your present situation. But you've got to apply with your mouth the word of God and say, Father, I thank you that your word says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 18 that the fathers cannot be eating wild grapes and the children's teeth be on edge. Did you get that? But if you don't apply it, you'll be living a sorrowful life. And bear in mind that what you do impacts your children and your children's children. Hello? Being a father, as we said a moment ago, father means source, right? It can be the source of blessing, which God wants, but it can be a source of curses. We're going to shut down any flow of anything that is a curse coming in our direction and embrace every blessing. Because God assigns, hear this, assigns to every father a blessing that is supposed to go generationally. There are blessings in your family.
Yes, amen.
Amen? That's supposed to flow from one generation to the other. That's why they prayed, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessings come down the pike. When a father dies, the blessing is supposed to go to the next generation. And that blessing needs to be pronounced. The thing you don't want to hear from your father is a word that is not a blessing. Amen? You have to have the father's blessing. Because the father's blessing is a blessing that is connected to the resources that God has assigned to your family line. I'm saying a lot of things today. And this morning, we're going to tap into generational blessings. Praise the Lord. Generational blessings. We're going to tap into it and say, God, I receive generational blessings that come that you have bestowed upon my lineage. I receive it, and I continue to run with it. What your father does affects you. The Bible says Levi gave tithes in Abraham. Is that not the word of God?
Yes.
Levi is way, 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 way down over there. Abraham is giving tithe, and God says, Levi gave tithe. What if you steal from God, your children, you are saying they are stealing too. And they're going to struggle. Not because of anything that they've done. So today we are going to declare in Jesus' name, Father, anything down the pike that's impacting my life negatively, today in the mighty name of Jesus, that thing must die. Hallelujah. I am separated from it. I'm part of a new lineage, the lineage of the sons of the Most High God. Amen. I am not after the image of Adam. Jesus came and he became the last Adam. He shut down the Adamic race and he started a new race, the race of sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you on the same page with me? All right. Let's go. I know I'm jumping here and there because there's not going to be an evening service tonight. It's going to be virtual. So I'm trying to put a lot of stuff into your spirit right now. What is the blessing of God about in my life? The Bible says in, let's look at Deuteronomy 1 and verse 31. So talking about fathers. And when we're talking about fathers, we'll be reminded that we're talking about it from two different planes, our heavenly father and our earthly fathers. Whatever it is that God is calling us to do, when it says honor your father and your mother, well, honor God, that it may be well with you. Honor your natural fathers, that it may be well with you also. What does God want fathers to do? One, it says, and in the wilderness where thou hast seen how that the Lord God bore thee, he carried you as a man doth bear his son in all the way that ye went until you came into this place. It is, fathers are meant to help their children get to their destination. You've not finished your work as a father until you get your child to their destination. It may take a lifetime, but that's your assignment. Praise the Lord. God did that. He took the children right through the wilderness. He carried them and he brought them to a particular place. Where is that place of destiny God has for your son, your daughter, God has for you? Because if that statement is true concerning me and my children, then it must be true concerning God and me. God carry me through this wilderness and bring me to my destiny. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will arrive because I have a God who holds his word above all his names. He will not allow his name to be blasphemed. Therefore, I will succeed in Jesus' name. I'm not going to fail. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, Proverbs 4, 11 and verse 12, it says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. This is God talking. He says, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not, what? Stumble. Why? Verse 11, again. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. So you're not going to be weary and you're not going to stumble. Praise God. Well, that's what we're called to do for our children too. Because we are created in the image and likeness of who? God. So my responsibility is to teach the ways of wisdom, lead in the right paths, have a good name, the best legacy, the best inheritance you can leave your children is a good name. It's a good name. It's not money. A good name. I've seen people raised up when father and mother dies and all they do is fight until everything that the parents had got squandered. Just wasted. And if you trace back, you find out that that wealth was not gotten righteously. Blown off. Wasted. Verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. I say, Father, and pass the same information to your children. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of evil men. These are lessons that we teach our children. Make right decisions. Choose the right friends. If you don't, you pay the price. But so many times people don't listen. Goes down one ear and out the other. But God is saying to us, hey, there's a way to live. Now, enter not in the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. What does that have to do with honoring your father or your mother? Everything. Because if you are out there messing up, you drag the name of your family down. You don't have to be doing a horrible thing. We drag the name of our father down when we embrace poverty and think that's the right way of living. Well, as long as I have 2 pennies to rub together, God is not looking for 2 pennies to rub together, my friend. We have a God of increase, a God who will bless us beyond measure, the God of the overflow. So, God, I thank you very much for what I am driving right now. I thank you, Lord, for this house that I'm living in right now. But I know, God, that there is a better house than this that will glorify you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't ask, you don't get. If you can believe God, God will show himself strong on your behalf. It must have to be about honoring him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, this job that I'm doing, I thank you, Lord, for it. I give you praise for it. But I don't think this one is honoring you. So, Father, I know I'm not as educated as I should be, and thank you, Lord, for your mercy. But, Lord, there is a place that you have for me that I believe will be a source of blessing so I can glorify you in every area of my life because you are my Father. And I turn the tables away from the place of tolerating mediocrity and saying yes to the affluent blessings of God. Does God care about poor people? Absolutely. That's why he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Do you think he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor so that they can enjoy poverty? No, to break them free from it. God, when he created man, put him, before he sinned, in Eden, a place of pleasure. The Bible talks about the gold there was good gold. Everything in that garden was blessed. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be restored into that paradise of his goodness, because we are connected to our good Father who loves us. His name must be hallowed. God, your kingdom come, your will done here on the earth as it is in heaven. Do you think God has bad things happening in heaven? No, I don't need bad things happening in my life to know that God is good. I need the goodness of God in my life all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Because if you believe bad things have to happen for you to know that there is a God, therefore you must not be going to heaven, because there's not going to be any bad. You're going to be bored because you like trouble. No, I want the blessings of God to pursue after me and overtake me, because God is speaking his name ahead of me and I'm embracing the surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Do you receive that word?
Yes.
Every father must understand that as God thinks of himself, that's how he thinks of you. Fathers are called to be sources of good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Psalm 32, verse 7 through 8, it says, thou art my hiding place, my protection. Thou shalt preserve me from what? Trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise God. God, my hiding place. God who preserves me from trouble. God who compasses me around with songs of deliverance. That's what God speaks of himself. That's what God speaks about fathers. Because the words of a father over a child creates buoyancy for that child. A father's word. And your father's greatest temptation is to speak an evil word out of their mouths towards their child. Never say, I don't care what your son or your daughter has done. Never say, I am disappointed in you. That's not a song of deliverance. Be upset, and be rightfully upset as you should be, because the guy came home with an F and you've been giving them all the benefits so that they can make A's, but they keep on coming with F's. Still, don't say out of your mouth, I'm disappointed in you. Find a way to continue to have mercy. The mercy of deliverance. Sing a new song. Say a new thing. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening? The temptation is to say the wrong thing. They may deserve it. They may deserve you saying, you useless, brainless, whatever. But don't you dare say it. Say, the God, my Father, who created you, has great things in you, and your greatness must be made manifest. Whatever it is that's trying to embarrass you will be embarrassed. But you will shine brightly to the glory of God. Do you think if you're messing up and you hear your father speak those kind of words to you, that might just give you some buttress and, yeah, God help me. God help me. And that child might just be your greatest surprise. The one that you thought was not going to make it becomes your greatest child. It is looking at things from the perspective of a father. Hallelujah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. That's a place of divine discipline. Does God reprove us? Does God chastise us? Yes, of course he does. But he does not break your spirit. He will chastise you because he is enforcing in you the very fact that you can do better and you have the capacity to do so. That aspect must never be lost in our fathering. Amen? Now, let me look at one more passage and then I'll begin to wrap in a quick moment. 2 Samuel 7, 14 and verse 15. He says here, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. When we think about father, we must also think about sonship. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of man and with the stripes of the children of man. But my mercy, watch this now, but my mercy shall what? Not depart away from him. I will chastise, but my mercy. As I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. Why was it forever lost to Saul? Because Saul will not repent. Saul, instead of going to God, was going to the occultic path, doing everything that he knew not to do. God says, I have mercy available. I will chastise you if you mess up, but my mercy is not going to depart. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let me wrap up. You know, when you ministering, you need to wrap up with a positive note. But sometimes it's proper to wrap up in a negative note so that the positive can be more blatant. What is the cause of not honoring God and honoring your earthly father, both fathers? Proverbs 30 and verse 17. Let's look at that real quickly. Proverbs 30 and 17. Proverbs 30, 3-0. I like that verse though. It's a good verse. It says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. Watch this. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. What is the word of God saying here? You're going to be blind. For the act of dishonor, you're going to be blind because the activities of the enemy, ravens of the valley, and young eagles will pluck at your eyes. You say, physically? Before anything happens physically, it's spiritual. And there are so many in our society today that are operating in that. You look at our society and you see the blindness, the foolishness, and you wonder, are these people thinking? What's going on here? We're going to pray in just a moment. And don't miss the prayer time. Because we're going to shut down systems of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Satan shall not have his way in our lives. God is able to restore sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20:20. I like this one. 20:20 is supposed to be a perfect vision, right? It says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. In other words, you're not going to see. You're going to be in the dark. Why? You're cursing, not honoring father and mother. Some of us are struggling today because of dishonor. We need to break that cycle. Proverbs 28 and 24. Proverbs 28 and 24. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression. It's my stuff. I'm going to inherit it anyway. You take your inheritance before time. It says, the same is a companion of a destroyer. Ones who rob fathers and mothers. Just grab their stuff. He says, you become a companion of a destroyer. In another proverb, he says that life, the lamp of that life is shut out. Now, this is the reason that the son, the prodigal son, left home, lost everything. If you've taken anything from your father or your mother, you say, well, I'm going to inherit it anyway, so why not? And you think you deserve it, and you just grab it, and you dishonor, what you've done is opened up the pathway for the destroyer to come and take everything from your life. That we shall not have anymore. Because God has a place called the place of repentance. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If there's anything that we've done that's hampering our lives, we'll repent of it. We'll shut the door on the enemy. If there's anything our fathers have done that's impacting us negatively, we shut that door. But we're going to do something else today. Every blessing that belongs to my family line that is not flowing in the family because somebody did not release the blessing, I don't care whether they died 1,000 years ago, today we are calling that blessing. Hallelujah. It must not be buried with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. That blessing must come into my life. And people start wondering, how is it that things are going so easy for you? It's the accumulation of all the blessing that with interest. Hallelujah. Yes, with interest. In this month of increase, with interest. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Rise with me. Glory be to God. Say, Father, my source, I call upon your name. My life can never be the same. It must change for the better, for the greater, because you have increase on your mind for me. You are my Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh. God, you are my God, my peace, my joy, my provider, my defense. I call upon your name. I speak your name. And I, oh God, declare this day that you, the God of mercy, have mercy on my soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call upon you, my Father. Lord, your will be done in my life now, as it is in heaven. Your will for me in the heavens is good. But Lord, oh God, in the earth, things have been tight. And I declare, oh God, this day that change must take place. I repent, oh God, of every personal sin. I repent, oh God, for the iniquities of my fathers. I declare in Jesus' name that mercy and truth purge me of all iniquities. I depart, oh God, this day from all evil, and I declare in Jesus' name a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround for goodness to be bestowed upon my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I am delivered from all destruction. Evil shall never befall me, for I serve my Father. My good God, I worship you. I honor you in spirit and in truth. I worship you. And now, Father, I declare that every blessing that you've bestowed upon my family line for generations before me, and Lord, oh God, that those blessings rush to me now. Father, I am fully equipped, oh God, to enjoy the fullness of your blessings. I am blessed to be a blessing. This blessing that you've bestowed upon my family line shall continue now to be impacted on my children and my children's children, on my heritage, on my family. I declare the Father's blessing. Oh God, come upon me now, 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 now. Blessings of my Father, come upon me in my house, for I am made righteous. It's wealth and riches. There is no lack anywhere around me, because the goodness of God has been bestowed upon me. I will succeed in whatever I lay my hands to do. But no evil eye shall behold the blessings of my life. No evil eye shall step into my territory, into my portion, into my heritage. This day, by the authority of the word of the living God, I declare condemnation and judgment on every evil tongue. In the name of Jesus, that evil tongue is cut off. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, I declare your blessings are upon my life. And this day, that every enemy is kept busy like a hamster doing nothing. They will not disturb my peace. Your peace and prosperity follow me all of my days. I am known as a blessed person and as a conduit of blessings to others. I am blessed to be a blessing. Nobody shall ask me for something and leave empty-handed, because, Lord, I have more than enough for myself, my family, and for those, oh God, you bring into my path. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to share in communion together. And but just before we share in communion, I want you to release your offering. One of the ways that we honor God is through our giving. When you honor God with your tithe, you are honoring Him who is going to bless you. You are not robbing from Him. He who robs from the father or the mother only become companions of destroyer, of the destroyer. Don't be that, but rather release out of your hands that which God has given to you, so that the God of increase can continue to increase you and multiply you in every area of your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Mama to come. If you need the communion elements, just raise your hands if you don't have one. There's somebody over to the left over there, Pastor Henry. This is the body of the Lord. We hallow the name of the Father, but the Father also hallows His name. The Word of God says that when the people of Israel left Egypt, there was not one that was weak or feeble in their midst. They left with great wealth, great riches. Today, as we take of this body, just like the children of Israel took of the Passover lamb, and their lives were changed, so may you take of this body in remembrance of the Lord, and may every aspect of your life be impacted by the goodness of God. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Take of this cup this morning, knowing that all our iniquities have been purged by mercy and truth. So it's a fresh new day. It's a fresh start. So somebody say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
So it's no longer a slogan, it's a reality. So as you take of this cup of blessing, the original blessings of the Lord in all dimensions, it's not functioning in my life,
yes,
in my family, in your life, and in your family. Take and drink.
Name. Hallelujah. We are thankful, Lord, for your manifold blessings. Thank you, Lord, that you are Father, you are source to us. We lift up our hands to our source, the source of every blessing. We receive. And let your blessings be manifest. Exalted Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just give us a few more minutes of your time. As I said previously, tonight, it's not going to be a hybrid service, live and virtual. But tonight will be purely virtual. That means you will not need to come to the sanctuary tonight, but that you can watch the service online. Amen? Praise the Lord. Wednesday and Friday will continue to be the same Bible study and prayer meeting. But I want to remind us about next Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. And you can please set up the announcement. I know I'm going to be restating it. There's going to be a concert here, and we want to have everyone participate. Let it be a time of exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a time of worshiping. I believe that God is going to do something for each one that takes the time to come and celebrate together during that concert. Amen? Hallelujah. There are going to be great artists that are going to be part of the gathering that evening, 5 o'clock, but at 4 o'clock, they have a red carpet, and red carpet is exactly what that is. You know, it's time of picture taking and whatever else. And
they're taking pictures and chatting.
Yeah, you do whatever. All right? Just like they do. Hallelujah. So that's and then next Sunday morning, I'm going to have a very special guest with us. You don't want to miss that service. You want to be part of it. Amen? God bless you. Video, please.
We trust that you had an experience in God today. Know that miracles happen when people receive the love of God. And we trust that you did so.
Oh my, our God is such a good God. I believe what you have heard here today and received from God is going to transform not only your life, but your family, your business, and everything that concerns you. Take it home and don't let anything leak out. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Remember, God calls you to be his witness. Preach the gospel. Let somebody know about the love of God and invite somebody else to come share in the wonderful experience you had today. Amen.
Amen. You're all welcome. Yes. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your enemies. You all are loved by God.
Yes.
And transformed by his power.
Amen.
Shalom.
We love you.
It's about to happen. STO Global Concepts presents, live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Praise Explosion, featuring Tosin Aloe, Deborah Lawani, Bisola Crown, and Bunmi Praise. Other artists are Nicolette Kiji, Esther Olatunji, Lindsay and Band, and Dr. Henry Band. There'll also be drama, dance, spoken word, and many more. Date, 25th June 2022 at 5 p.m. Venue, Glory and Peace Church International, 1296 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Red carpet starts at 4 p.m. Praise Explosion. Don't be told.